Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
The name of the Lord in the life of the Christian, the church, and fulfilled in Jesus. The Issues Etc. book of the month for January is Blessed Be His Name, Revealing the Sacred Names of God. It's written by regular guest Dr. Kevin Golden. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House and request Blessed Be His Name, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. book of the month for January, Blessed Be His Name.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick.
The story of the Old Testament judge Samson is a fascinating one. He does not fit the mold of the other judges. He is, he's not honest. He likes to toy with his enemies, especially when he has the upper hand over them. He is renowned for his great strength, and that leads to the downfall eventually at the hands of Delilah and the Philistines. But he is, in fact, sent by God, empowered by the Spirit of God. We're told again and again that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and it usually resulted in acts of great violence. His birth, he's born to a barren woman, and his birth is announced by the angel of the Lord. How does he end his days as judge over Israel? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Tom Baker joins us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Old Testament Judge Samson. He is host of the radio show called Law and Gospel, and for almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Samson is not a very nice guy. Why is he in a children's Sunday school lesson?
Answering that question gets me to think about other Sunday school lessons where other nice guys are found. For example, in the Garden of Eden, you got this character called Satan. He's in a Sunday school lesson. King Saul and his fall from faith is in a Sunday school lesson. David with Bathsheba is in a Sunday school lesson. And then you go into the New Testament, you got not only the Pharisees that Jesus accused of having Satan as their father, but even the disciples a lot of times didn't get it. And I think Enduring Faith, which is a Concordia Publishing House material, does a good job in making it clear why this can be a Sunday school lesson, namely that when Samson is weak, he finds his strength only from God. He turns back to God, and God strengthens him again and again in order to deliver God's people. Samson was one of those judges, we took a look at the ones last week, a woman judge, and she really helped out Israel during a time when they were being attacked. And Samson actually dealt with Israel for 20 years. And we had other judges, like I said, you got Deborah, you got Gideon, etc. But there's no doubt that Samson really had some problems. It all began when he wanted to get married to a woman who was really a Philistine, and his parents weren't very happy with that at all. Well, that marriage didn't last very long, and our Sunday school material begins when he loved a woman who also was a Philistine, and her name was Delilah. And the Philistines just hated Samson because he had killed a number of them, and he was a judge of Israel, like I said, for 20 years. So they went to see Delilah and said to her, find out why he has the strength he has, and that way we will be able to bind him and humble him, and we'll also give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So the Sunday school lesson has Delilah asking Samuel, what is the secret of your strength? And she does it three times, and each time he tells her something that's not true. The first time, for example, seven fresh bowstrings that have not been dried. If you buy me with that, I will be weak like other men. And of course, that wasn't true. Then he said, well, buy me with new ropes that have not been used, and then I will not be strong anymore. And finally, the third time she asked him, if you weave the seven locks of my head with the web and fasten it tight with the pin, then it shall become weak and I will be like other men. And guess what? That didn't work at all. He awoke from his sleep when she was yelling to him that the Philistines are upon you, and pulled away the pin, the loom, and the web, and he had his strength. Now, verse 15, and this is in Judges 16, you would wonder, how is Delilah going to get Samson to tell her the source of his strength? Now, he's had three experiences when he does give her a lie, and all of a sudden, the Philistines are attacking him. So what's her motivation? What's her plan? Verse 15, she says, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times, and you have not told me where your great strength lies. And she pressed him until the Bible says his soul was vexed to death. And then he told her, a razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. And to be a Nazarite, and his mother knew that from the angel of the Lord, who was Jesus himself, talking to her before the birth of Samson, that he would not be able to drink alcohol, and he also would not be able to shave his head. And he says to Delilah, if my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like other men. Now, when I taught youth confirmation, which is one of the most difficult things to teach, in my opinion, of kids who are grades 7, 8, or 9, and first of all, they're not interested in coming to confirmation. So I would have a 3-hour confirmation on Sunday mornings. But during the time, I would begin with showing them something on television that would help them understand the lesson we were going to get to. And then we would play some ping pong or some other games we had. Then we'd go back to the lesson material. We'd go through the Bible. And then in the last half hour, we invited their parents to confirmation. My wife Louise would make pizza for everybody. And then the parents would join in some of the games that we had, like shuffleboard and pool, etc. And kids really enjoyed going to that. But why am I mentioning this? If I was teaching this Sunday school, I just saw a movie where a man was fooling around with a woman who was not his wife. And she said the same thing to him that Delilah said. She said, how can you say that you love me when you're more with your wife than with me? I'm not very important to you. And sure enough, it ended up that he left his wife because he loved her, namely his mistress, more than his wife. Well, this is what Samson is doing. He's loving Delilah more than he loves God, because God had told him to be an individual who would be a Nazarite, and therefore his head should not be shaved. And you just wonder, how smart is this man? After three times, it's clear that she was trying to find out his strength and let the Philistines attack him. And yet, finally, he becomes so vexed that he ends up telling her, if my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me. Now, he had already been saved by God a number of times in killing a lot of Philistines that were attacking him with the jawbone of a donkey. And then he got really thirsty, and God had water gush up so that he could drink from it rather than die from this. And you just wonder, this is really a good lesson for the world today, because we have a lot of youth who are thinking that they can go against the will of God in various matters in which they're conducting themselves, and nothing's going to happen. They've got this thinking, I can do anything I want as long as I don't hurt somebody. Now, that wasn't Samson's point of view, but he sure didn't want to hurt Delilah. Well, you know what happens, and we're going to get to that when we get back from the break. Once Delilah found out where the strength of Samson was.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on the Old Testament judge Samson in Judges chapter 16. We'll talk about his death and how he killed more Philistines in his death than he had in his entire life next. If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever.
You shall not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we lead a chaste and decent life in what we say and do, and husband and wife love and honor each other. Thus, Martin Luther explains the sixth commandment, you shall not commit adultery. This month's issue of the Lutheran Witness takes up these topics and discusses homosexuality, transgenderism, and our own struggle to live a chaste and decent life. Pick up your copy today of the Lutheran Witness at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Still proclaiming the Word of God during a global pandemic, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you looking to use your Thrivent funds to beautify your church? Never fear, Ad Crucem has the solution. See our liturgical banners, baptismal or confirmation certificates, gifts, Christ-focused greeting cards, and posters. Alternatively, stock up on a set of Christmons or Christmas ornaments. Visit adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Delilah, she climbed up on old Samson's knee. Said, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. Then she spoke so kind, and she talked so fair. Till Samson said, Delilah, you cut off my hair. You can shave my...
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on Old Testament Judge Samson in Judges chapter 16. Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel is our guest. So, Tom, tell us about the events leading up to Samson's death.
Yes. Once he had told Delilah that his strength was due to not having his hair cut, then she called the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up again. He has told me all his heart. And they came up and they brought to her the money in their hands, the $1,100 pieces of silver that they promised her. She made Samson go to sleep, and then a man came in and shaved off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. She says, "Samson, the Philistines are here again." And he woke from his sleep. Now, he says, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." And the next phrase, and boy, this is so important in verse 20, "but he did not know that the Lord had left him." See, this is where law and gospel is very, very important, because as people sin, yes, they can be forgiven as they repent. But if they stay in that lifestyle without repentance, the Lord has even set up an excommunication for people living lifestyles that are contrary to his will. And it takes some time. I've excommunicated in the congregation I was at for 28 years, 7 people, but one of them took 2.5 years before we arrived at that decision, as we continued to talk to the person, give insight to the person as to God's word. But it finally became clear that the Lord had left that person. So what happened? Samson didn't have his strength anymore. And the Philistines seized him, took out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza. And he was grinding meal in one of their rooms. Now, they decided to have a big kind of worship service and a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god. Now, there is no such god as Dagon. He's an idol, doesn't exist. But they decided to bring Samson in and make fun of him, have him entertain them. And they made him stand between the pillars of the building in which they were in. And what Samson said to the young man who held him by the hand, he said, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now, that was a lie also, but it was a lie because Samson had another item in mind. The house was full of men and women. They were on the roof, about 3,000 people, and they were laughing at Samson while he entertained them. So Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me this once, O God, that I may be avenged on the Philistines for my 2 eyes." And what he did, he grasped the 2 middle pillars on which the house rested, leaned his weight against them, and guess what? It came falling down. The house fell upon the lords, upon all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he had killed during his whole life. Now, he was a judge for 20 years, and he put to death the enemy. Jesus is very important to remember that he also will be our judge. And the reason that we will, like Samson, be saved and going to heaven is because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and he avenged us by destroying the work of the devil. In fact, he even says that in the Gospel of John, that that's his purpose, is to destroy the work of the devil. And so Jesus was sinless. Samson's death paid for nobody else's righteousness or salvation, but Jesus pays for our salvation. Now, the Sunday school literature does a good job also in talking about the kinds of strengths that we have. It talks about physical strength, mental strength, emotional strength, moral strength, but it really pinpoints what is godly strength? In reality, the children are taught to pray in the class that we think we're strong, but we are weak, and therefore we look to Jesus for our strength. And so it's a great Sunday school lesson to see that even when someone like Samson fell from the Lord a number of times in marrying a woman he shouldn't have married and fooling around with some other women and thinking that he had strength in and of himself, or else he certainly wouldn't have told that to Delilah what he did. And therefore, the devil was able to use his thinking about himself, not realizing that his strength really came from God. And that's what the task of the church is today, to use the law to show us that we are weak when it comes to the mission God has given to us and also his will in our area of morality. But that, through repentance, as Jesus says in the Gospel of Mark, what is his mission? Repent and believe the gospel. So repentance comes about by SOS, showing our sin to others and making no bones about it. But then when a person comes to the point where they are in misery over this, afraid of death, then the gospel is heard, which restores their comfort, their joy, and their salvation, because Jesus Christ died and rose for them.
With 1 minute here, Tom, what's the law and gospel of the story of the judge Samson?
The law is that oftentimes what happens in the world weakens us, and therefore we become a target for the devil's temptation, just as Adam and Eve did. And therefore, when they sinned, remember, they went and hid from God. Well, then God came to them, and the gospel was that through the seed of Eve would come the Savior. Of course, she thought it was Cain when she had her firstborn, but it really wasn't. It was Jesus who came centuries later. God kept his promise, and to the Sunday school children, he continues to keep his promises to each and every one of them.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. You'll find a link to Law and Gospel on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Tom, thanks.
And thank you.
Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on the New Testament manuscripts with Dr. Craig Evans, talking about the Gospel of Thomas and the Jewish Gospels, and its media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstatt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstatt.org.
This is Jeff Schwarz, General Manager of Lutheran Public Radio, with a message for listeners in the Mountain and Pacific time zones. We pledge to have Issues Etc. podcasts posted daily, no later than 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, This will allow you to download and listen to the latest Issues Etc. podcast weekdays during your evening commute. Again, if you live in the Mountain or Pacific time zone, download Issues Etc. before you leave work and listen during your drive home.